of birthdays today, which is great, and really the most important birthday of all, which is my wife, Ashley Dew. Is she in here? Where's Ashley? I think she's with KJ, but I think Pastor Ron is the only person I've ever met who is reversing age. It's amazing, yeah. He'll try to tell you it's like eating healthy and working. It's actually not. I believe he found the fountain of youth in the woods somewhere, and he's been drinking that, so he actually eats really, really poorly, so don't let him fool you with that. Anyway, so today we're starting our new series called Humble, and I'm going to talk to you about humble yourself. And so I have a prop here. This is a shovel. If you've never seen it, this is a Swedish shovel. Just kidding, it's just a shovel. And I want you to remember this. Humble yourself like a shovel. Humble yourself like a shovel. And we're going to use this a little later, but I'm just prepping you if you guys are wondering, what is this instrument of digging on stage? It's a shovel. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit. And we're talking today about humility. And this week, as I was preparing for this sermon, I was realizing that I do a lot of humble activities. So I wash a lot of dishes. I take care of KJ a lot. I mow the lawn. I dig a lot of roots out, and I cut down a lot of trees, and I'm pruning, and I'm cutting the grass, and you know, we have some fish I have to feed, and it's a lot. It's a lot. And I find myself doing a lot of humble things, serving, but the internal dialogue is not always very humble. And it hit me, you can do humble things without actually having humility. And I think most Christians or most people who go to church or even just most adults who are married or have kids or even college students, we do things that are humble, but a lot of times we don't have this magical, mystical thing called humility. And for me, I was noticing more and more this week how many humble things I do, but how there's not a lot of humility. And so this sermon is really for me, and you guys just get to be here as I preach to myself. And it's so funny. I don't know if anyone's ever done this before, but have you ever done something like washing the dishes, and your internal dialogue is, I'm such a good person. You know, like, I'm working, like, oh, Ashley is so blessed. I'm a good husband. Or else it's negative, like, I'm working and she's not. What is she doing? You know, she just holds KJ for 24 hours a day and I do everything else. That's not true, but sometimes it feels like that. It's a little pity party. And I realize I'm doing a humble activity, but there's no humility on the inside. And I remember growing up, I used to love award ceremonies, like where they give out trophies, you know? And it's crazy. Whenever, you know, we're talking about awards throughout the year, I really don't care. I don't care about it. I don't care. But as soon as I'm sitting in the awards ceremony, I'm like, oh, please, God, help me have won. You know, it means so much to me, right? I've done nothing to earn it all year, but I want it magically on the awards ceremony. And I want to get up and accept that trophy and be the MVP or the most improved or whatever. And I thought, it's so funny how we as humans, we want the rewards for things, but sometimes we don't want to actually put in the work. And I was thinking through my week and through my life, and I was thinking, God, what are some signs that I do humble things, but I don't have humility? And a couple of the signs the Lord was sharing with me is when I get frustrated, it shows I really don't have humility because I'm impatient, right? Or if I get anxious, right? Or if I get angry, or if I look down on someone, or if I say if I say I could do that better than them, or if only I was in charge, right? Or if they would only do what I do, it would be good. And I've noticed that we can actually tell sometimes that there's a lack of humility in our hearts. And so I think this sermon is going to be for me, but also for everyone. Now, has anyone, don't put your hand up, but does anybody know someone who is not very humble. Do you have anyone in your life that may be just a tad arrogant, that rubs you the wrong way, that has blind spots, that you wish you could just tell them how arrogant they were? Right? Does anybody know someone like that? Do you have somebody maybe in your family, or don't nod your heads. Someone in your family or someone at your work who just rubs you the wrong way, and you're like, oh, if they were only humble, if they were only humble like me, the world would be a better place. And I was thinking about that. It's so funny how we have this standard of humility for everybody else, but sometimes for ourselves, it's so hard to see it. And I was also thinking, you know, whenever you see someone or meet someone who is truly humble, who really has humility from the Lord, isn't that sweet? Just like you actually meet someone who's humble, who really puts you first, or who really puts your needs above their own, it's really beautiful and really sweet. And it's like, that is such a gift from God. And, you know, I know that sometimes I have that, but sometimes I really don't. And I'll even do ministry. I'll do things and I'll serve people, but it's a humble task, but there's not this humility in my heart. Exposure Online Resources posted a recent study. They said the average person takes 450 selfies every year. This is worldwide, not in America, just the whole world. The average person will take 450 selfies every year. Now, I take about 2 selfies every year, so that means y'all are taking a crazy amount of selfies. But it just shows how self-obsessed we can become and how our culture is all about ourselves, and it's all about what's your favorite food, and what career do you want, and what do you want to study, and who do you want to date, and who do you want to marry, and what do you want to wear, and what job do you want, all these things, and it can become so self-obsessed that we lose out on this very, very basic Christian principle called humility. Mm-hmm. And so I want to talk about what is humility, and then how do we humble ourselves? We don't have a lot of time this morning, but another sermon could be, if you don't humble yourself, God will humble you. Yeah, right. So we're not going to talk about that, but just know, we're going to talk about voluntarily humbling ourselves.
Good. Excellent.
So our scripture for today is Luke 22, 24 through 27. Luke 22, 24 through 27. And it's talking about the disciples here. Then they began to argue among themselves about who would be the greatest among them. And I don't know if you've ever hung out with a group of guys, but this is super common. I'm faster than you. I'm stronger than you. I would dunk on you. I'm better than you at everything. I've never even played that sport, but I would beat you in that sport. Very common. I'm handsomer than you. I'm taller than you. Whatever. 25. Jesus told them, in the world, or in this world, the kings and great men lord it over their people. Yet they are called friends of the people. But among you, it will be different. Those who are the greatest among you should take the lowest rank. And the leader should be like a servant. Who is more important, the one who sits at the table or the one who serves? The one who sits at the table, of course, but not here. For I am among you as one who serves. So this is Jesus saying that if you have a person who's getting, you know, at a restaurant, they're getting served, they're eating, and then the person who's serving them, cleaning their table, which one's greater? In the world, it's the person who's getting served. He says, in my kingdom, the person who is actually greater is the one with humility who actually is serving. And Jesus obviously was the perfect example of this. So let's define humility. Humility, I think in a biblical sense, is submitting our identity, our thoughts, and our behaviors to God's word. Humility is submitting our identity, our thoughts, and our behaviors to God's word and will. So humility is really this. It's one, how you relate to God, and then two, how you relate to others. So let's let's pick up this shovel here. So, humility, first and foremost, deals with identity. Let's say for this sermon, God has called us to be a shovel. The first step of humility is saying, God, I will be the shovel that you created me to be. I accept your identity. Now, identity goes both ways. Some people struggle with lowering themselves to the identity God has for them. Some people struggle with raising themselves to the identity God has for them. You see, it takes humility to get up here and preach because really, in myself, I have nothing really to say, and I'm really not that special. But the reason I'm preaching is because God has called me to preach. So in humility, I have to step up to the challenge, right? But it also takes humility to give up your chair for someone, to help somebody move, to really give someone the best piece of pizza or give someone whatever, right? That takes humility as well. And so humility is accepting what God's identity is for you, right? And so sometimes the Lord lifts you up and sometimes the Lord will put you down, right? So humility is not just, oh, I'm less than you, I'm worse than you, oh, I'm going to put everyone else first, I'm never going to lead, I'm just worse than everybody. That's not humility, right? Sometimes that's self-pity. Yeah. Sometimes that's very destructive, right? You know, it's really quite funny, I won't call any names out, but in ENC, we like to get our students on stage, sharing testimonies, preaching, sharing the Word of God, because we're trying to develop them as leaders. And it's really funny, some of our students will say, oh, you know, no, let somebody else do it. I don't want to do it, right? And I'll say, no. In humility, you need to accept the call of God on your life, that you're a leader, and you need to get out of your comfort zone, and you actually need to step up and say something. So it actually takes humility to get out of your comfort zone and lead in situations, right? So sometimes humility is stepping down. Sometimes humility is stepping up into what God has called you to. That talks about identity. It also talks about how you treat other people. Now, I don't know if anyone has anyone ever dug a hole with a shovel? Raise of hands. Okay, if you haven't, come see me afterwards. I got a lot of digging to do in my yard. I got a whole trench I need to dig, so we can set up an appointment for you to learn this biblical principle. So, humility is kind of like this. It's kind of like this. When you dig, you go down, and the point is you use leverage and you push something up, right? So humility is not just about going down, going down, going down. Humility is always about lifting something or someone else up. Okay, so people treat humility, they're just sticking in the ground. I'm under you. I'm under this. I'm under that. I'm not good enough. I'm not that. No. Humility is saying, I'm going to go under to elevate. Good. That's humility. So first off, it's identity, saying, God, I will be the shovel. I'm not going to be hedge clippers. I'm not just going to cut people down. I'm actually going to be the shovel. Then I'm going to choose to go under situations to elevate things up. Is this making sense? So the goal of humility is not just submission. It's not just lowering. The goal of humility is actually to lift up and to elevate. Is this making sense? Now, I don't know about you, but I've never met a truly humble person who I didn't leave that conversation thinking, wow, that person's amazing. See, it's crazy. As they served me, I didn't think less of them. I thought more of them. They actually got elevated in my estimation, right? When Jesus died on the cross for us, when he served us by giving us his life, we don't think less of him. He elevated us, and we elevate him. We give him all the glory and all the praise. That's the scripture that Pastor Ron quoted. So humble yourself like a shovel. Receive the identity that God has for you, that I will be a shovel. The world tells me to be hedge clippers. The world tells me to be a lawnmower. The world tells me to be a wheelbarrow, whatever. I choose to be what God has called me to be. And then I also choose to humble myself to get dirty, to get in the ground and elevate things in my life, in my culture, in my career that God wants me to elevate. Good. Is this making sense?
Yes.
That's a really good analogy. Okay. So lifting up others is always the goal. Here we go. What do we do with the shovel? I might get it later, but for right now, there it is. Humbling ourselves is a choice. Walking in humility is a choice. And I believe the Lord wants us to take this principle of identity and then serving others and really apply it to our own hearts. And this is not, I don't think, a one-time moment. This is a daily choosing to be humble and put others first and serve people and lift others up when the whole world says, elevate yourself. And this is so countercultural, even in Christian circles. It's all about get your own podcast, start your own ministry, get a lot of following. It's so funny, whenever I work with athletes, they always think, you know what, I want to become a professional athlete so then I can glorify God. Wait a second, God doesn't need you to be famous to make him famous. He's called you to be a shovel to get under things and push other people up, not to push yourself up. Are you getting this? And so we can get lost in the sauce a little bit with Christian ambition of I'm going to get famous because the more famous I am, the more I can help Jesus. That wasn't Jesus's MO, and it's not what he's called us to do either. Right? Did you know at the very core, the very heart of everything you were supposed to do in the church is serving and being humble and elevating others? You know, when you evangelize, when you go tell people about Jesus, it's not, hey, I know about Jesus, you don't, come join my little church. No, it's, I'm going to serve you. Even if you reject me, I'm going to tell you the truth. Right. And I want you to get connected to Jesus. I'm trying to elevate you to the cross, to the foot of the cross. Or when you disciple someone, it's not, hey, you come learn from me. It's, no, I'm going to take time out of my day, and I'm going to choose to serve you and help you connect to God. Right? Even preaching or any sort of ministry or any sort of thing we do, it should be all about serving, all about humility, putting others first. Humbling yourself is a choice. 1 Peter 5:5. In the same way, you who are younger, submit yourself to your elders, all of you. Clothe yourself with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Now, there are so many scriptures, and I'm sure you'll hear a lot this month, about how God oppresses the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So I'm pleading with you, please learn and humble yourself. I'm pleading with myself, Ben, please humble yourself. Because if not, the Lord will humble me, and he will humble you, right? And I love the word here, clothe yourself. And a lot of scriptures about humility talk about an action. Clothe yourself, put on humility, be humble, right? And so, yes, there is a fruit of the Spirit, humility, that as we spend time with Jesus, as we pray, magically, mystically, we will transform into a humble person, yes. But most of the time, it is you choosing to clothe yourself, to put on humility, and saying, even when I don't feel like it, I am going to be like a shovel, go into the dirt, I'm going to lift somebody else up. Most of the time. And as I was thinking, what would our church look like if we were all truly humble? If every single person was truly humble? But then I got a little bit more personal. What would my life look like if I was truly humble? Like if I didn't just do humble things, but I actually was really humble. If you hung out with me, I had a spirit of humility. What if our whole staff, what if our whole church, what if my family, well, they're pretty close besides me. But what if we were truly humble? What would this church look like? What could we really do for this community? What impact could we have? Instead of a come and see mentality, we might have a go and serve mentality, good. Right? how many more people in your life would be open to you sharing the gospel if they felt that you were humbly trying to serve them and elevate them?
Good.
Rather than condemn them, put them down, and guilt them into coming to church with you. And I'm not saying anyone does that on purpose, but I'm saying I've done that accidentally, where I don't really know how I'm coming across, right? Could you imagine not getting offended because the humility of Jesus was in your heart, right? I get offended so easily. I'm like, God, help me. But I just like, I can't wait for a day, hopefully it's coming soon, where I don't actually get offended anymore. Where people can do me wrong and I don't judge them or put them down, but in humility I say, okay, you're going low, I'm going to go lower, and I'm going to lift you up. Because Jesus is the ultimate example of this. And you don't have to if you don't want to, but I want to just invite everyone, just close your eyes and just think about what your life would look like if the humility of Jesus was completely active in your life. If everything you did every day, the way you treated people, the way you treated yourself, that you were truly humble. You didn't just do humble things, but you were really humble. What would that look like? What would you do today to start? What would you do this week to make that happen? Holy Spirit, I pray that you would just show us exactly what we need to change. And actually, we'll go for a close. Rachel, can you come on the piano? We'll transition this to a moment of prayer, but just everyone in your own heart, just say, Holy Spirit, Jesus, can you please show me an area in my heart where I've not been humble, where I need your humility? Can you please give me the power and the discipline to humble myself, to clothe myself with humility? Jesus, can you please reveal to me any of my frustrations or anxieties or insecurities or any impatience I have towards others? Lord, can you help me receive the identity that you have for me? And Lord, can you please help me accept this responsibility and really be like a shovel to go under people and elevate them? With all of our eyes closed, and I know this was a quick sermon, but I really feel like the Lord wanted us to get to the end here so we could spend time with him. But if you would like prayer, and you can come up to the altar if you want, or you can stay in your seats. It really doesn't matter as long as you're obedient to God. But if you would like prayer, I'm just going to pray for you. And I really feel like there's grace. There's a really sweet, convicting spirit, a kindness of God that's bringing repentance, that we can walk in humility as a church. And so if you want prayer, I'm just going to pray for you. So Jesus, Lord, you see everyone who in their heart wants prayer. And Father, I pray that you would help me and help us, Lord, walk in a new level of humility. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would help reveal areas of pride or insecurities, Father, that hold us back from truly being humble. And Holy Spirit, I just ask that you would thank you for giving us a church, an identity of being humble, Lord, and that we would walk in that. Lord, I pray that we would be a church that serves people, that loves people. In your name I pray. Amen. Amen. If you need any prayer today, we're going to have our prayer team up the front. But if not, have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday. We'll see you at hopefully prayer this Wednesday, or church next week, or at small groups. So thank you very much. Have a wonderful Sunday, and we'll see you soon.